Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I know. I'm with you. I was waiting for that drum music, too. It's not here yet. It is Friday Eve, though. That's the good news. And good morning and welcome at 6:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. With the answer, as always, yes! It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Morning, Greg.
It's hot out there.
It really is.
Well, it's really warm this morning. Yeah.
Well, you know, it
surprising.
Was, it was chilly inside the house, and, you know, I had shorts on. I'm like, I better bring a jacket. Well, yeah. I've acquired like 12 jackets that are just, you know, laying in the car. I go, well, I'll wear one of those. Mm-hmm. I get outside. I'm like, I don't need a jacket. It was like 74.
Yeah. We're mid-70s all over this morning.
What time's the rain coming? That's what everyone really wants to know, Greg. What
8 time? O'clock hour, maybe 9-ish. Eight? Yeah, we'll see.
Okay, well, be careful. Give yourself a couple extra minutes if your travels will take you into that time frame. You know what I mean?
Yep,
8, 9 o'clock hour. 9 o'clock, a lot of people in the listening area will feel something coming down. All right, one of your top stories, the FISA renewal bill. It's been tanked, basically, and this is, it gets complicated, but this is the one, this is where you can spy on Americans.
Right.
Section 702 is a tool that allows the federal government to surveil non-Americans on foreign soil with suspected terror links without a warrant, even if the person on the other side of the communication is an American. And then the part that really gets tough is they want to require a warrant before you can see the contents of the communication if it the communication includes a U.S. citizen at home. So I know it and it gets complicated from there, but Republicans, you know, just couldn't agree that this was a good thing, even though many say it included, what, like 56 different reforms on the initial, you know, the original FISA bill, which every time they voted on it in the past, and they voted on it a bunch of times, for about 20 years. Man. Prior to that, a rule vote, this is what happened yesterday. It's a procedural vote, and this is the first time that a rule vote had failed in 2 decades on this specific thing, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It does. It gets complicated. It is one of those things where we want our intelligence folks to have all the tools necessary to stop bad guys from doing bad things.
Absolutely.
The problem is it can easily be abused. And the perfect case in point is Donald Trump when he announced that he was running for president.
Mm-hmm.
And they absolutely just made stuff up out of thin air so they could surveil his communications. They did it via the Carter guy that had been in Russia before. And, of course, Mueller and I don't know how many millions of dollars spent when it was all said and done. There was nothing there. I mean, really, when you say it was a nothing burger, I mean it wasn't a bun, it wasn't a pickle, it wasn't a little bit of ketchup, it was nothing. Not
one sesame seed.
To all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Yes.
See, what?
We paid attention.
When other kids were learning in school, now you know what Greg and I were doing.
We had to do about food.
That's why we're here now, making huge money.
Yeah, right.
Entertaining you on the radio.
The whole point on this thing, though, is that, man, they just went out of their way. Deception, lies, false information, you name it, just to use this whole thing against Trump.
Well, if you go back in time, after 9/11, we were all, I mean, if you're being honest, we're all a little bit frightened, a little bit wondering what was coming. What, is there another wave? How can we stop this from occurring, you know? And so when they put you know, this act together. It's like, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, give them the tools they need.
Protect us.
Well, and they're the good guys. I mean, these are intel guys. These are the good. And when I say guys, you know, that includes women. But, you know, I just use the term guys. So we're like, yeah. And then people point it out. They go, well, now you feel okay about it now because there's a threat.
Right.
Okay. And you say, yeah, whatever tools you need, man, you should give it to them because we don't want any tragedy like 9/11 or anything else to occur in the future. And so there were people warning, go, well, you know, it might not be George W. Bush in charge.
Right.
And they could take advantage of the way this thing is outlined, the way it's done. Mm-hmm. Well, they were right.
Here we are.
And here we are. Yeah. And I mean, it just really couldn't be illustrated any better than what they did to Trump.
Well, who would have dreamed that he'd use it on a president, a potential president? That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
Which means they can do it to anyone. Although, interesting little cutout in that thing was that Congress was going to be, I guess, I don't know if exempt is the word, but maybe notified if they were kind of being
in that kind of loop, if you will. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. But yeah, you've got a candidate for president and you have the party that's in power taking advantage of, you know, the laws that were designed to protect the American people used against an American citizen. I mean, it just, and of course, it never got its proper place in terms of discussion because, well, the lefty media decided they hated Trump right away as soon as he said he was a Republican. They loved him.
Oh, yeah.
He was a darling. They loved to report on him.
Yep.
You know, Oprah loved him. Everybody loved him. Yep. And when he says, yeah, I'm running as a Republican, he became immediately the devil, which shows you how, I don't know what the term would be here, weak-minded people are, silly or prejudicial.
Oh, absolutely. Easy on that one, yeah.
Yeah, I love it how the people that go, oh, we need more diversity. We need, you know, you, and they're the ones that are like, oh, he's going to be a Republican?
Yeah.
Well, he's evil. Ugh. Yeah, it gets old. Anyway, so you got that going on. Locally, news, I mean, it's not like breaking news, but the Orange and Blue game is Saturday. Lots of folks interested in that. It's where you get to go to the game, watch the, you know, the spring training kind of thing start to solidify. And the nice thing is you get the up close with all the players, the coaches, and they'll sign autographs and everything. So it's a cool thing, you know, to do. Here's a story. I like this one. There's a story that, Greg, you and I will probably never have to worry about. That's what I like about this story.
Okay. All right. What you got?
The influx of wealthy New Yorkers and Californians who relocated en masse to Florida have driven up the price of golf club memberships, with some Miami area locations charging six and seven figure fees. Seven figures being $1 million.
Wow, that's a little exclusive.
And usually, you know, that doesn't include a lot of stuff. In fact, a lot of them say, oh, yeah, on top of the $1 million, you've got to spend a minimum of X, Y, and Z.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, really? You better bring the wife in for dinner a couple times. You better buy some stuff from the, you know, from the pro shop, whatever. Luxury clubs in South Florida have, in some cases, doubled and tripled their membership rates since the pandemic. This is according to the Financial Times. A hedge fund investor plays golf in the area told the publication that there's fierce competition in what has evolved to be access to luxury golf arms race. It's like an arms race.
Yeah, I'll just go to High Springs and play miniature golf.
Yeah, I got Keystone. We got nine challenging holes.
Ooh, look at you.
Which is perfect for me.
Oh, yeah.
That way I never break 100.
Oh, see, you're thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, only play nine holes. Then you say, when anybody asks you, oh, you good golfer? I go, I never hit over 100.
So you're not going to get
and
a
then
green?
Then you say nine holes.
No green jacket for you this week. No green jacket for you.
Oh, you never know. If I see a green jacket I like, I'll buy it.
Okay, that's different.
But yeah, nobody from the Masters is going to hand it to me. I don't think. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It is 6:16 on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Patriotism isn't kissing the ass of a leader thinking that that is being true to your country.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
Patriotism is calling balls and strikes where they hit.
On 97.3, The Sky.
Happy Thursday. Come on. 6:21 on The Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top stories, FISA renewal bill tanked, at least for now. Inflation continues. We'll get back to that. And the Masters begins this morning, 8 a.m. at Augusta National.
Yes.
Yes. No, there will be no poor people there today.
Although it was
unless
fun.
They're working.
Well, that's true. It's kind of fun, though, watching, I guess it was yesterday, when the players all have their kids there. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of being caddies and playing and helping out. It was kind of cute, though. Kind of fun to watch.
There's people that really, it's their, you know, Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, and absolutely.
And that's very cool. And,
yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't play Augusta if asked to go.
Really?
If it got in the way of somebody who actually knows the game.
Oh,
but do
saying.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
like, I would
it, yeah.
feel like, no, you should give this to somebody who really...
Yeah, I get it.
Not that I wouldn't appreciate it. It's just, you know, you're going to see the whole golf course if you go with me. You know what I'm saying? You're going to see it all.
Like,
it's not a quick tour.
So, like, in the brush and the trees and the water and those kind of places?
I call
see?
It golf buffet. Whereas the more things that you hit, the more food on your plate, the better.
Okay.
You know, some people are out there, you know, 60, 70 whacks at the ball. I'm like, really? That's all you get?
Let me show you how it's
That's
done.
All, yeah. I'm going to use every club.
That ball is going everywhere.
I'll use every club on almost every hole.
Yeah. There's a visual.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there we go.
Now we know.
But you know what? The Bob Rose Golf Scramble for the Arc is always a success. One of the reasons why I stand on one of the holes and greet people and thank them for their support and do not play in it.
See, we all have to know our talents and stay sometimes within those talents.
No, truth being told, I don't golf enough to be tough on myself.
Right.
However, if it is a charity type event and it's a best ball competition, I can be additive at times. Mm-hmm. Not like they're going to use my shot 56 times, but maybe three or four.
Okay.
Or maybe a putt.
Yeah.
But anyway, so a lot of people are into Masters. It's a huge.
Huge.
A huge deal. Oh, I know what I wanted to talk about. It's also big time camper season. Not that we can't do it year round, but summertime. You know, the kids are out of school. Let's go somewhere.
Yeah.
And so everybody's into the camping thing, and that's good. I've had two campers. The last one I got rid of because I was so irritated with, I couldn't get a spot in the state campgrounds.
Oh, I remember that. You were not a happy camper.
And just their whole reservation system and all that. I brought it up to Lieutenant Governor. It was probably out of place at the time, but it was just so frustrating. We have these unbelievable parks, and they don't use the reservation system, I don't know, properly, whatever. Because you go there, and they say it's sold out, sold out, sold out, and you see all these empty spots. Very irritating. Mm. Anyway, so I sold it. I said, no, I'm out of the game until, you know, somebody comes along and makes it better.
Right.
But it was in the news recently because a woman who's also a doctor was riding in the back of an Airstream, which Airstream, by the way, has a very good reputation. They've been around a long time. They still look basically like they always have. And, you know, they hold their value and stuff. So it's, you know, pretty good stuff. When you find out somebody fell out of one and died.
That was a weird story.
It really is.
Weird. And sad, but it's like, what were you thinking?
Yeah. Monica Warrenica, was traveling north to see a solar eclipse with her family when she was flung onto a highway trying to close her trailer's door. She's a pediatrician, was in New York.
Well, we were wondering why she would happen to be at the door when that happened. So maybe this is...
She was attempting to close the door that I guess was ajar and, you know, driving down the road. And the thing is, the wind will really catch it because apparently on a lot of Airstream models, we'd call it a suicide door if it was a car.
Right. Opens the wrong way to catch the wind, if you will. Yeah.
So the daughter of this Long Island pediatrician who was fatally flung from the Airstream over the weekend said a significant oversight in the trailer's design contributed to the tragic accident. As soon as I saw that, I go, whoa, wait a second. All right, so this doctor, Monica Warnica, 58 years old, motorists were horrified that saw it happen.
Oh.
She was clinging for dear life to the door handle of the family's trailer before she lost her grip and struck her head on the shoulder of State Route 12E, Watertown, New York. They were going for an Airbnb in Cape Vincent to see the eclipse. They stopped at an ice cream place about 20 minutes, and when they decided to have the mother, the daughter, and the daughter's boyfriend get in the back of the camper, they could kind of relax. Well, here's the problem. It's against the law in most states, including New York, to ride in the back in a travel trailer while it's moving. And there's a reason for that. They're not built to sustain impact that would leave people inside any real level of safety. They're just not made that way. And so you're not supposed to do that. Well, her daughter's claiming, it's the design. She told the New York Post... that her mother loved the camper. She even slept inside of it sometimes when it was parked in the driveway. But she claims a fatal flaw in its design, talking about how the door would open in the opposite way. Mm. Well, as soon as Airstream found out about it, they immediately let the media know, including Fox News Digital. Airstream travel trailers are not designed to carry passengers while in motion. The safety protocol detailed in Airstream's operating manuals and on Airstream's website advises owners that they cannot tow an Airstream with people inside.
There you go.
Many states prohibit carrying passengers in a travel trailer or fifth wheel. It varies from state to state, but in New York you can't do it. You can't do it here in Florida. And so there's nothing wrong with a door design. You're not supposed to be driving down the road with people in it. It's still tragic. It's still sad, but you're going to try to hold the manufacturer responsible? Sorry.
No.
Nice try. Mm-hmm. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The weekend is coming. Happy Thursday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
Israeli forces announcing they're pulling out of southern Gaza.
We have been very clear that we don't support a ground operation in Rafah.
As it happens.
New EPA rule is aimed at semi-trucks.
It's massively unproductive, and it's going to make everything you consume cost more.
The news station.
The biggest night in fundraising of all time.
I'm calling on Crooked Joe to debate anytime, any place.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky. New shows.
It's Glenn Beck. Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show.
New on The Sky.
And more news.
Hear about it first. Talk about it now.
The dawn of a new era. On News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning. Let's make it great. Happy Thursday. You're tuned to The Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Live and loco, my friends. Yep. Thank you. For tuning in, thanks for your continued support. And if you're looking to beat traffic before you head out, you can turn on the Bob Rose Show on your smart speaker. Just say play 97.3 The Sky. Super easy, convenient, and all of that. All right. So I thought the DEI thing was going by the wayside. Like people figured it out. This diversity, equity, and inclusion is a bunch of garbage.
Right.
Not about diversity and what's this so-called equity and inclusion. No. And so, like, even at the University of Florida, they disbanded their DEI program. And all the employees, I mean, they were spending a lot of money on this garbage. Well, it turns out that the State Department, not only are they continuing to do this silly stuff, this DEI, but they're implementing a policy that you have to pass kind of it's like a loyalty test you want to get promoted. In other words, you got to think like us.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yep. The test, of course, has to do with DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion. Mm-hmm. If you want to be considered for promotions and higher pay.
Wow.
And this came as a result of President Biden's executive order. Gina Abercrombie Winstanley, President Obama's former Malta ambassador, was appointed as Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer in April of 2021 for the State Department. She was in the position until June of 2023. And according to her, a state created a policy under Biden that conditions promotions on whether employees are able to demonstrate through documentation that they are actively involved in DEI practices. I wouldn't even know where to begin, would you?
No. No.
We made the change that if you wanted to be considered for promotion at the Department of State, in other words, we're not going to promote the best person for the job. We're not going to do that. Okay. We're going to promote the person who may be qualified, but not the best, unless the best also happens to be really good at, for lack of a better term, really good at DEI. Okay. Oh, this person really gets it. Yeah. We made the change that if you wanted to be considered for promotion at the Department of State, you must be able to document what you're doing in support of DEI and accessibility. This is how you were judged for promotions, she said. This was at a City Club Forum event in April. April of 23. So that means my allies who are not female or minority are also interested in being able to show I'm doing good work on this. It's crazy, isn't it?
It is.
Fox News reached out for comment. America needs her best. The department wants leaders who can develop top talent among all Americans, whatever our background, not just those who share our life experiences. The subject of her speaking engagement was the Biden administration's DEI and accessibility strategic plan. In an announcement about the plan, state said it was working on, quote, establishing the advancement of DEI as an element for all employees as part of their job performance criteria, career advancement opportunities, and senior performance pay.
Wow.
All levels of the State Department, Washington and abroad, are affected by the mandate. Wow. We will ensure that the Department of State is a leader in government-wide efforts to advance DEIA, ensure the department itself strongest possible position, blah, blah, blah. Anthony Blinken, he's all on board.
Unreal. Not surprising, but unreal. Yeah. Well, it was just last month, I guess it was North Face, got all kinds of hassle. They were doing the thing, I think it was in the UK, where you got 20% off if you took this little DEI racial inclusion thing because, you know, the outdoors and the white privilege, you know, they had better access to the outdoors somehow. So, yeah, you get 20% off, but you had to take their little DEI racial inclusion thing. So
yeah, like, and if you didn't pass it, you got a new label on your jacket said Two-Face. Instead of North Face.
Oh, my goodness. It's like you're right. It's when is it going to end? We thought we were past all this stuff, really, until Obama.
It came back up, okay, yep. But then I thought people were catching on, like, yeah, this is really stupid. Kind of like CRT, critical race theory, which is the antithesis of everything that Martin Luther King Jr. taught us, that, you know, hey, let's judge each other by the content of our character, not by the color of our skin. Well, all that was turned on its head with CRT. Finally, you know, as more and more people heard about it, everybody was scratching their head going, well, this is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not going to help anybody, regardless of their skin color.
No.
So, yeah. So at the same time, you know, DEI is going on, of course, the American flag gets trampled on. Members of a regional women's country line dance team were reportedly kicked out of a Seattle dance convention after organizers claimed their American flag themed shirts made some attendees feel triggered and unsafe.
Wait a minute. This is line dancing.
Yes.
Kind of. So we think of line dancing country oriented.
Correct.
And an American flag is a problem?
It made, according to the organizers, some attendees feel triggered and unsafe.
I think we could very quickly analyze their political leanings, tendencies, and idiocy as well.
Mm-hmm.
If you're triggered by the American flag, you got a problem.
You might need to seek, I don't even know, professional help. Maybe spiritual guidance.
I think you just need a visa to someplace else.
Maybe have a friend hit you in the head a couple times with a shovel gently to...
Oh, yeah, kind of loosen things up. Get your thinking a little more right.
Wow. Yep.
That's sad.
We'll make the best of it here, though, on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. It is Thursday, 6:45. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Show.
I know in Texas, as soon as they threw up the razor wire.
Afternoons at 3.
Well, guess what? Illegal immigration crossings in the area stopped by 99.9%.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
How's that immigration policy working out for you there, Brandon? Huh? Good job, pal. Way to go, Jack. It is 6:50 right now. Good morning. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we've got plenty to talk about. Orange Blue game is Saturday in the Swamp, and you might want to go to that. You get to meet the players, sign autographs, and all kinds of stuff. Great family kind of event, so you've got that going on. Top stories nationally, the FISA renewal bill has been tanked, at least initially. There were a lot of reforms in that bill, but there was some other stuff apparently added in, and the Republicans really couldn't agree on it, so it's not going anywhere for now. Inflation continues, nowhere near the 2% goal that the Fed looks for a rate cut, so don't expect that anytime soon. But on a positive note, especially if you're into the golf or golf game or need to escape, watching the Masters can be very relaxing, and that begins this morning. In about an hour, they'll be teeing off at Augusta National. Yes, it'll be a wonderful day, I'm sure, for those folks, and I hope it's a wonderful day for you. Back to Biden and his immigration policy. Let's see, what could go wrong with a policy? Oh, here's complaint number 4,726. A Colombian sex offender in our country illegally was released onto the streets by California authorities rather than sent for deportation. Why? Because California is a sanctuary state, and they actually have laws in place that protect the criminal illegal. Anybody with a modicum of common sense or logic here see a problem? Of course you do. Did I mention he's a sex offender, right? Okay, just so you know. Whose identity is yet to emerge, was convicted of unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor more than 3 years younger and, other things. We'll just leave it at that. But not a good person. 15 months later, he was freed by San Bernardino County, and a request from ICE to be notified of his release was not honored. And we're not surprised, because that is how they do it in California. California assemblyman said San Bernardino was forced by the sanctuary state law to protect this pedophile.
Oh, my.
The California Values Act. Can you believe it?
Values?
Yeah. Values Act.
Wow. But the left are really good at naming things, aren't they?
Yeah. Well, and now it's even funny when you say a value meal, because it's like $24.
Exactly.
The California Values Act of 2017 limits the amount state law enforcement can cooperate with federal authorities on immigration issues, including preventing cops from asking about an individual's immigration status and telling Border Patrol or ICE when a person is released from custody. You know, whoever came up with this idea, this whole sanctuary thing, We should put them on an island with all of the people that have violated the law and were protected by these sanctuary laws. Put them and let them live, like, with them, closely. Because that's what you're doing to other people. You just don't think it's going to impact you. Oh, I'm doing what I think is right. I have some weird white guilt or something. And so this is my liberal way of doing my part. Yes, we'll provide you with sanctuary. Mm-hmm. Really? Are you going to provide sanctuary to a bank robber? Oh, that's right. Yeah. Selective enforcement, only some laws. Laws that you're not really happy with, that they don't matter, right?
Yeah.
But the guy's a pedophile.
Unreal.
If he had sex with one of your kids. And they go, you know, we could notify and have him deported, but, yeah, we really can't do that in California.
Yeah, there's somebody looking for a better way of life anyway.
This child sex offender's presence in Massachusetts constitutes a significant threat to the children of our communities. He victimized a child in California before moving to Massachusetts. We can simply not allow him to reoffend and abuse a child here. It is unclear if officials knew his location because of his presence on the sex offender's register, because he was arrested by authorities for some other reason. Look, the bottom line is, the sanctuary rules, laws, whatever, they hinder justice. And the people who want to hinder justice are the ones that run around and talk about social justice. But you're not the victim of these folks. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're not all bad. I get it. But you're protecting all of them.
Yeah.
And who's going to look for that protection? The worst of the worst. It's just, again, another one. Way to go, Brandon. Good job.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and since we're talking about California, mm-hmm. let me throw this in real quick. The Labor Department, this is from John Stossel, and I like his style, frankly.
Yeah.
Labor Department just imposed 300 pages of new regulations to reclassify many individual contractors as payroll employees. CNBC claims this could help freelancers recover lost wages. And, of course, that's nonsense, and he points that out. The new rules will make it harder for some freelancers to support a family. It'll make it harder for them to do what they want to do. And John Stossel says, I know, because it happened in California. 4 years ago, they put a new law in that reclassified gig workers.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah, yep. We talked about that.
And the underlying reason, so they said, was, oh, they'll end up with higher wages. They'll get mm-hmm. overtime like they deserve and other benefits. He said Clueless Media liked it. Vox, the left-of-center weirdos, called the law a big win for workers everywhere. Hmm. And just a few months later, Vox Media laid off hundreds of freelancers.
Imagine that.
Yeah, they said, oh, it was designed so that, you know, companies couldn't get away with just having these freelancers. They would have to accept them as, like, you know, payroll employees. Well, what happened was companies just cut them loose.
Yeah.
Idiots in government.
Mm-mm-mm.
Keep them at least an arm's length out of our lives.
Long arms.
More coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Hang in there. Happy Thursday, 97.3 The Sky.
A sky ode to spring. The daylight is back. Taxes will be due. Yard work and bugs. Severe weather, too.
Heavy downpours, lightning.
Typical north central Florida.
While we can't offer much help with your yard work, we can give you a heads up.
This is your spring weather forecast.
As warm spring weather blows in.
An influx of warmer air.
Severe weather risk.
Your official severe weather station is.
The sky is the severe weather station.
97.3, The Sky.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.